the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the first episode of the new year here at the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. The number of homeowners in London who are defaulting on their mortgage payments has tripled over the last 2 years. So today I'm talking with London Free Press reporter Jonathan Juha about why that's happening and if the lower interest rates that we're seeing will help. Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
Not so bad on yourself. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yes. Glad to have you on. First guest of the new year. First of all, let's talk about what it means to default on your mortgage or be delinquent. That means you've missed a number of payments or just one payment. What's the definition of that, I guess?
So the technical definition, it's actually when you have missed three consecutive payments, right? So if you're 1 month behind, you're still not part of the statistics. So maybe the number of people who are falling behind could be higher, but you're only reflected in the numbers or in that delinquency rate after you have missed three consecutive payments. So as you said, looking at the latest data, and this is sort of like the third quarter of 2024, there's still a quarter for last year that CMHC has not compiled data for. But the last point that we have of reference is we are 0.19%, and that's three times what it was in the third quarter of 2022. So we have seen, like, around 2022, we were at historic lows. So The trend is sort of like, I guess, getting to more normal levels for what historically been for London. But definitely, it's a number that has continued to go up over the past couple of years. And all of it, you know, it coincides with the Bank of Canada started to raising interest rates. Obviously, that increases when the key lending rate imposed by the Bank of Canada affects a lot of credit products, including mortgages, also lines of credits and credit cards. So how much you get charged on interest each month. So you can sort of like see the increase in delinquency going up as soon as the Bank of Canada started to increase interest rates, which, as we all know, they started doing as a way to fight inflation, which was also another pressure that Canadians were facing at the time.
During or just after the pandemic. Yeah. So what were the numbers back in 2022 again? What did you say was the percentage for the default?
So it was as low as 0.06%. Okay. So it's a historic low for the past almost 20 years for London. So, but what you have to keep in mind, it's again, we have two things happening at a time. We have interest rates at historic lows as well. So at some point, the Bank of Canada key lending rate was only 0.25%. They were able to get it up to 5%, and now has come down to 3.25%. But obviously at that time, like when people were getting their mortgages, they were signing at 1% or below, that was the key interest rate from the Bank of Canada. So that's one factor that obviously helped bring those delinquency rates down. Mm-hmm. And the other one was that because as part of the response from the pandemic, many of the banks also started to provide additional supports to people so they wouldn't fall behind. Obviously with the pandemic and the lockdowns and all of that, a lot of people started losing their jobs or were laid off and things like that. So I don't know if you remember, but back then you could call the bank and say, hey, you know what? I'm having issues. I lost my job. This is the situation I'm in. And they would actually hold your payments for a certain amount of time, right? On top of that, you had some financial support from the federal government, money that was going into some families. So all of those factors sort of like contributed to bring the delinquency rate to historic low levels, not only in London, but across the country, right? As soon as some of those protections were removed, and then we started seeing interest rates go up, then that started to trend up as well. And then it remains to be seen where they're going to be headed. I mean, also from a historical point, like they're not as bad as they may seem. Like back in 2012, the highest point, they were at 0.40%. That was like around 2012. And again, you have to remember as well that around that time, we were coming out of the 2008 recession. It didn't hit as hard here in Canada, but unemployment rate in London was significantly higher than it is right now. Like it was hovering around anywhere between 7.5 and even as high as 10% for a couple of years. So that's sort of like the main factor that actually impacts delinquency rates when people are losing their jobs. Obviously, that reduces their income that they're getting. And even so, mortgages is usually one of the last things that people default on, you know. Sometimes maybe credit cards go first, line of credits go first, car payment go first, but people try to make an effort to continue to pay to have a roof over their heads, right? So there are several factors that also impact those numbers. And CMHC say that they're keeping track of it because, again, London's numbers are going up, but not only in London. It's something that we're seeing across the country as well and across the province. So they're keeping an eye on it, but it's still sort of like not at a panic stage of what we're going to see, you know, a big number of foreclosures or not. The other element is it's obviously, you know, before you get approval for a mortgage, the government passed stricter rules following, again, the 2008 housing crisis. So the stress test is supposed to help prevent many people defaulting on their mortgages. You need to prove that even if interest rates go up, you're able to afford the increases. So that sort of has served as a buffer as well to not see sort of like a crisis that as we saw like in 2008.
So as you mentioned, this is not the worst we've seen. Is this, are we kind of at normal levels now? Because 2 years ago, it was historic low levels of delinquencies. Would you say this is more normal or more average, I guess?
Yeah, it's closer to the average, at least for the data collected from CMHC, seems to be sort of like around that middle point. And again, the worst it's been is 0.40%, the lowest 0.06. So we're sort of like in between those two highs and lows. So it seems to be sort of like an average point, I guess.
Is this a concerning trend? Like, should we be concerned about this and for the economy as a whole?
I mean, obviously, the fact that they're going up, it's not a positive news. You would like, you would like to see them, you know, stay in balance or even going down, I guess. The one point the CMHC makes about it being a concern is the fact that even though the Bank of Canada has started decreasing the interest rates, they're still higher than they were when people, a lot of people sign up for their mortgages, right? So the number that they have, it's there are about 1.2 million homeowners who are going to be having to release or renew their loans. And they're going to see an increase in their payment because even though the interest rates are low, 85%, that's the calculation CMHC has, 85% of loans that are going to be up for renewal were signed when interest rates were at 1% or below, right? So it's people are, there are still a lot of people out there who are going to be seeing their payments go up. It won't be as big of a shock if they were removing, let's say, you know, in the summer of last year when interest rates were still like a 5%, that would have been like a bigger shock. And we're still sort of like having to see, again, we're looking at numbers from the third quarter of 2024. We have to see how those for the last quarter still how that number impacts. But still, like, it's still a concern. It's still a concern, the fact that there are still a lot of people out there who are going to be seeing their mortgage payments go up. Maybe not as bad as it was last year, but still an increase for them as well.
Are we expecting, as you and I have talked about interest rates coming down and they've been cut a few times, are we expecting more cuts to the interest rate by the Bank of Canada?
It's possible. I mean, if you look at the decisions that the Bank of Canada have made, the last two of them were cuts of half a percentage point. Part of it, it's the fact that unemployment has continued to go up. And again, this is not just like a London trend. It's a trend that it's been happening across the country. So we have a slowing economy. We have a stagnant labor market. Finding jobs is becoming increasingly difficult. So the Bank of Canada, like at 3.25%, economists say that that's sort of like an interest rate that neither incentivizes the economy nor is trying to slow it down a little bit. It's sort of like a neutral point, right? But if the labor market continues to perform poorly as it has over the past few months, the indication would be that the Bank of Canada would be forced to make the decision of perhaps lowering even more. The other issue is, of course, that the Bank of Canada cannot, you know, diverge too much from what the federal bank is doing in the United States. That creates a whole other type of problem with, you know, the value of the Canadian dollar going down. So there are multiple considerations, but the idea is that for 2025, either they stay sort of like at the same level or they could continue to go down, providing more relief for Canadians.
Sure. They also, CMHC and just, I mean, economists in general also keep an eye on overall household debt, not just mortgage, but credit card debt, all kinds of debt. That is a major issue for the Canadian economy. What is kind of the average Canadian household debt, or what are we, how are we doing with that right now?
Well, I don't know a specific figure for average, but I know that household debt has been increasing over the past couple of years. Again, we come from 2 years of brutal inflation where we, you know, we things like gas, grocery, the prices of rent have been going up as well. So in general, Canadians have are cash trapped for the most part of the past year, or feeling the pinch of the higher price of the higher cost of living, right? So that becomes obviously a concern because that limits people's ability not only to spend in the economy, which could lead to potentially a recession or a slowdown in the economy as well, but also like their own finances, being able to pay for everything that that they need, housing, and again, with higher interest rates, monthly payments for credit cards and of credits are higher as well, and a lot more is just going towards the interest payment as opposed to the loan. So it's always a concern because you're just a layoff away from defaulting on credit cards and payments and all of that. So that creates a ripple effect on the economy as well. And obviously now we also have the economic threat of the 25% tariffs that President like Donald Trump has said that he's going to impose. So that's going to have like the word that economists use would be a devastating effect on the local economy. It could lead to job losses and things like that. So obviously it's 2025 will be an interesting year to keep an eye on how personal finances and the economy overall hold up, especially if those tariffs as go into effect, as it seems more likely every day, I guess.
Well, what will help this situation if perhaps interest rates are cut a little bit again? That might give us some relief. We're going to be watching the tariffs, and if that comes into effect, what are we going to keep an eye on in the short term at least?
Well, no, obviously, like if interest rates continue to go down, that continues to provide relief for people because obviously their payments are gonna go down. That allows them to perhaps have more additional money to spend on things like entertainment and things like that that can keep the economy going. We're expecting some forecasts in terms of the economic impact that the tariffs could have also for London and also in things like the housing market and all of that. So it's still sort of like even economists are trying to figure out what the range of implications could be for that. But in general terms, if the Bank of Canada continues to decide to drop interest rates, that would provide some relief and give people a little bit more breathing room and perhaps, keep those delinquency rates at a stable level.
And when do we think we'll get details on the fourth quarter mortgage rates and defaults?
I think that's about 3 months away still. Like there's a little bit of a lag on when CMHC collects and releases the data. So it'll still be a few months before we get those numbers and see where we ended up 2024.
All right. Well, we'll continue to watch your reporting on all of this for sure at lfpress.com. Thank you, Jonathan, for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.